And this is the Sleon Productions podcast, where we interview authors, speakers, influencers, business owners, people that bring value that will help you out and what is best for your future business, for your future goals and things like that. Today, I have a special guest, a person I met 10 years ago in college. Yes, it's been 10 years. And we've been friends since we knew each other in person for 2 years, and we've been seeing off and on. He comes down to Florida. I've been up in Virginia Beach, but it's great to be in contact in today's world of technology. Dr. Jason Baca, or Dr. J, you like to call him. He's the author of the book, The Automatic Sales Formula, The Simple Proven Five-Step Formula to Creating More Consistent, Predictable, and Reliable Sales in Your Business. He's a university professor in a graduate school of business, TEDx speaker, sales and marketing coach for business owners and entrepreneurs who want to run a business they are passionate about that brings them joy, ultimately giving them the freedom a business is supposed to give you in the first place. Dr. Jason Baca, welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast.
Thank you for having me, man. I'm super, super excited to be here.
So tell us, Jason, Dr. Baca, what is the main idea or big concept of your book, The Automatic Sales Formula?
Yeah, so The Automatic Sales Formula, so it's a book that I've written that basically creates a simple step-by-step formula for creating more consistent, predictable, and reliable sales in your business. A lot of times with entrepreneurs, you know, starting off, it can get really stressful. It can get really overwhelming. You can be trying to do all of the things all of the time. And that is one of the biggest roadblocks I see for entrepreneurs and why they burn out so quickly. In a lot of the coaching and consulting I do, stressed, overwhelmed, and burnt out because they're not following a simple, proven process. They're trying to do all of the things all at once. And so the whole point of the book, The Automatic Sales Formula, is not only to be able to create a simple formula that you can implement into your business to create more consistent sales in your business so that ultimately you can live the life of freedom that you want your business to give you, but also to just completely strip away all of the stress and all of the overwhelm and just getting piled on by all the things that being an entrepreneur will bring you and just take you step by step. There's only five steps in the formula, step by step by step by step. You only have to focus on one step at a time. And when you finish that, you go to the next one. And by the end of the formula, the five steps, you will be making more consistent, predictable, reliable sales in your business and moving toward freedom in your business, which I believe a business is supposed to give you in the first place.
Sales. I know things have changed in the past 20, 30 years, Jason. Has sales changed compared to what it was 20 years ago?
For me personally, in my opinion, no. Because ultimately, sales all revolves around the same thing, which is people, right? People, us, who we have problems that need to be solved, or we have desires that need to be fulfilled. And so, you know, look throughout all history, all time, that's ultimately what business is. No matter what business you're in, you are in the business of either solving someone's problem or fulfilling a desire of some sort. And that is what people, like human beings, us, are willing to give money for, right? Where I will give you money if you take care of this problem for me, or I will give you money if you help me get this thing that I really want in my life. So yes, the ways that we go about it, like the mediums, positioning, messaging, like being contemporary in our language, all of that changes over time. But ultimately, like making a sale is the same as it always has been. Somebody giving you money or currency in some form in exchange for you providing some sort of a product or service that is going to help them get what they want in life.
A lot of people today are starting businesses, especially is really, really easy right now. You know, you launch a Facebook page or you start a Clubhouse. If someone wants to launch and run their own business, where do you suggest they start?
I would suggest you start with the first step of the automatic sales formula. That's kind of the whole point. So let me break down the formula for you real quickly. So step one is your, what I call your who. your target audience, your niche, whatever lingo you want to use for that. It's your who, it's your person, your ideal client and customer. Step two is your offer. Once you know exactly who your client, your customer is, then you build out your offer. What is that irresistible offer that they absolutely want and they absolutely will pay for and give you money for? Then it's your sales process. Now you need some sort of a process to facilitate getting your ideal clients and customers to that offer that you've created, right? Step four is what I call your marketing. Now, marketing is kind of a catch-all term these days that can mean anything to anybody. So when I say marketing in the book, what I mean is really scaling, right? Like throwing gas on the fire. Like, okay, we're cooking with gas now, because now you know who your target audience is. Now you've got an offer. You know that they're buying. You've created a sales process to facilitate those offers and those purchases. Now you throw fuel on the fire and you really scale, whether it's advertising of any kind or however it is that you promote your business. And then finally, step five is your team. So that is your building your team to take over a lot of the steps of all of the processes that you've created in order to reach your ideal client and customer, get your offer in front of them, facilitate them through a streamlined sales process, through the marketing, and then of course having your team. So that is the automatic sales formula in itself or as a whole. So as far as starting off, I would say start off with your who. Now, let me tell you why this is important. Why you should not go to step two or step three or step four or step five before one. You have to do step one, because ultimately everything in your business, no matter what business you're in, every single business comes back to your who. Everything will flow out of your who, your offer, your sales process, your marketing, building your team, who you hire, like how you position yourself in your marketplace. All of that is based on who your who is. So if somebody's just starting off, I would say you absolutely, number one, just go with the first step of the automatic sales formula and just really hone in on your who.
How did you pin this down? How did you pin this formula?
Through 15 years of being a serial entrepreneurial failure. I've tried so many businesses. My first business that I tried to run, I was 21 years old. A friend of mine and I, we purchased a Quiznos franchise, which ended up being a huge mistake. We were 21-year-old, you know, owners of this Quiznos franchise. Huge mistake. Like, we didn't know what we were doing. We were way in over our heads. As you know, Quiznos is not even around anymore, really. It was a bad business model to begin with, which I would know now if I knew now what I knew then, I would have seen everything Quiznos was putting forward. No offense to Quiznos, but I'd say, this is a bad deal. So anyway, from tons and tons of failures over the years, tons and tons of study, right? Conferences, courses, seminars, and then now doing my own client coaching and consulting for business owners and entrepreneurs, getting involved in their businesses, helping them grow, helping them scale. All of that over the last 15 years, I said, okay, if I were to take everything that I know and everything that I've learned and everything I've experienced, and I was going to start all over from scratch, and I had to make it as simple as possible, like that whole thing, like explain it to me like I'm five, right? And I had to go back in time to former Dr. J, you know, former Jason, and explain, hey, this is how you need to do it. Step one, step two, step three. Basically, that's what you have in the automatic sales formula is, even if you've already started, it's step one, step two, step three, and it's logical. I mean, if you just follow the sequence, boom, 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 it is the way, the implemented formula for your business to create more consistent, predictable, and reliable sales, and ultimately sales that you can keep coming in automatically, that's the automatic part of it, without you needing to be a part of every single step of the process.
They say riches are in the niches. How does someone figure out their niche and who is their ideal customer?
Yeah. So this is probably one of the biggest questions that early stage entrepreneurs have. This is one that I had when I was trying to figure out, like, okay, where do I fit in? Where do I start my business? Like, who would I even be serving or helping? Who would even want to pay me money for something that I do or know? And there are a ton of ways that you can approach this question. For me, the simplest way is to think of it like a triangle. Okay, so at the top of the triangle, remember, come back to human nature. What do people give you money for? They will give you money to solve a problem or satisfy a desire. So that's at the top of the triangle. So the question is, what problem can you solve, or what desire do you satisfy? And it doesn't have to be super complicated. I know I used to beat myself up a lot saying I'm not good at anything. I don't solve any problems. And one of the problems with that is that we often are the last people to recognize our own gifts, right? We are blind to how it is that we help people. And so what you have to do is figure that out. And I'll show you by the other two points of the triangle, how to figure that out. So the other point of the triangle is, what are you already helping people out with right now for free? So what are people coming to you for advice for? Let me give you an example. Because again, this works for any business. One of my friends, she helps people book their Disney vacations, right? She worked at Disney World for like years. She's worked for Disney for years. She's been to Disney World and Disneyland like hundreds of times. She is an expert on Disney and she loves it. And basically what she does for her business is families that are planning a Disney vacation of some sort, she helps them out. She helps them go to all the right spots. She tells you all the stuff that you can avoid. She tells you stuff that's worth buying, stuff that's not worth buying. What are the best restaurants? Not just what are the best hotels to stay in, but like which room exactly should you call the front desk and request? Because that is going to give you the best experience. So she satisfies a problem or satisfies a desire, which is people want to have an enjoyable vacation with their family. So because she's such a Disney expert, people had been coming to her for years, asking her, just friends, people at church, whatever, just coming to her and asking her like, hey, what's your advice? Or, hey, what should we know? And eventually she said, I keep getting these same questions over and over. Let me just go ahead and start a blog. And she did, and to help people solve those problems. And then the last little bit of the triangle, I'll keep using my friend as an example, is what do you already enjoy helping people with for free? Because that's a huge part of it that a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs don't think about. Your business at some point may start to consume your life, and you want to get out of that as fast as possible. That's why we have the automatic sales formula, to free you from having to get trapped in all of that. But it really helps if you actually enjoy what you're doing. So my friend, she just loves Disney. She's just like all about Disney. She's all in on it. And she loves helping people for free to solve these problems. And now, of course, she's completed the triangle and she's running a successful business, just helping people book their Disney vacations. So that's the question for you and for your business is, what problem do you solve? What desire do you satisfy? And for more help on that, the other two ends of the triangle, what do you already like doing for free? So over here is, what do you already like doing for free? So you know that you enjoy it. And what are people already consistently coming to you for free to get advice or to your services? So therefore, you kind of have like a verified market, right? If a lot of people are asking you over and over and over, and you like doing it, and you are legitimately solving problems and fulfilling desires, then you have everything you need to get started in launching a business. That basically, that solves step one of the automatic sales formula, and you can move on to step two.
Yeah, you nailed down a few points that I listened, because I listen to a lot of podcasts out there, entrepreneurship, and you list like almost all the points they, you know, typically touch on. You know, one interview has one point than the other, but yeah, solving the problem, which service you see a lot of people coming back to, and also, you know, offering something for free at first. I think it always brings someone, brings like the foot in the door a little bit. So yeah, it's a very beneficial with all that. Jason, why do so many entrepreneurs and business owners struggle with sales and not wanting to be the sales? Why?
Yeah, like to be salesy.
Yeah, selling. Yeah, and salesy. Yeah.
Well, this is something that I struggled with. It's not unique, by the way. If you struggle with that, if you struggle with, I don't want to be like sleazy or slimy or salesy, or you say like, I really love helping people for free, but then when it's time to transition to like, okay, now I need to sell them a package or a product or a service or something. If you really struggle with that, allow me to help you out for a second. Okay. So I used to struggle with this too. Nobody likes to be sold. right? I hate to feel that way. My wife, Kelly, and I, 10, 11 years ago, when we went on our honeymoon, when we got married, we went to this resort thing, and they sold us on a timeshare, right? And we got roped into this. We were just kids back then. We didn't know what we were doing. And the whole experience was like, I really felt like I needed a shower afterward. It was just the most greasy, salesy, like fake put on kind of thing. And I remember that day vividly, because now that I'm in business as well, that's like something I keep coming back to. Like, I never want to make someone feel like that, feel like they need a shower after doing business with me. Like, you know, I don't ever want to make someone feel like that. So let me tell you how you can not make someone feel like that and yet still create sales, how you can sell honestly and effectively without ever being sleazy, slimy, or salesy. Let me tell you. Number one is you have to view selling, pitching an offer, as you're just offering help. That's all you're doing. When you say you're helping somebody for free, let's say you're a coach of some sort, like a fitness coach, okay? You've been helping them for free. You're talking to them about their diet plan, et cetera. And then you're ultimately need at some point to transition to, okay, here's my 6-week program, you know, and this is how much it costs, et cetera. If that's the part you struggle with, you have to just remember that your 6-week program is what is going to help them, right? That's what's going to help them. You've determined through talking to them, that's going to help them. Like, it's going to help them. So when you offer, like, hey, this is my package, this is my program, et cetera, you're just offering help. That's it. And the person can say no if they don't want to take it or whatever. But obviously, you have to legitimately believe that it's going to help them, right? That's kind of part of this. Like, you have to legitimately believe that what it is you're offering, your product, your service, can actually help people. Ideally, because you've already proven that, because you're already helping people with that. But that's all it is. And people are free to say no. In fact, most people will. Most people will say no. Some of the circles I run in the businesses on online business, like, to get a 1% conversion rate, that means 1% of people who see your offer actually say yes and take you up on it, is like crushing it, you know? Like, in certain industries, that's like, man, you're doing awesome. And that means 99% of the people that you offered your product to said no, they don't want it. But that's the thing. You don't need 99% of people to say yes. You just need a certain group of people to say yes. And all of those other 99 that said no, you don't have to feel bad that you were trying to sell them anything. You're just offering help. And they didn't want it. They didn't want to take you up on your program, or they didn't want to buy your thing off Amazon, or whatever business you're in. It doesn't matter. So I think when you start to see selling as I'm just offering help for you to take the next step in the problem I'm helping you solve, or the desire I'm helping you satisfy, then it takes a lot of the burden off of feeling gross or slimy, because I'm just offering you help. If you legitimately in your heart believe this is going to help them, then why would you not want to tell them about it? And again, if they say no, don't take it personally. Don't get your feelings hurt. There's a million reasons why somebody would say no. In fact, most people will say no, but you don't have to feel bad about offering help to somebody who you think legitimately could use the help.
People talk a whole lot about mindset these days.
Mm-hmm.
Millionaire mindset is probably the number one that I hear a lot. Are there any necessary mindsets, Jason, you think people need to have if they are going to be successful in launching a successful business?
Yeah. So I hear a lot about mindset. A lot of the circles I run in business coaching, entrepreneurial, it's mindset, 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 which is good. It is true. Like, it's true. A lot of the stuff starts with mindset. I would say one of the biggest things that I see most people that I work with, and even that I've seen in my own life, one of the big hangups as far as mindset is concerned, is not really understanding and not really owning your role as the CEO of your business. Because a lot of people that, you know, even like me to this day, are solopreneurs, right? Just like you, Santiago, solopreneurs, like, you're responsible for all the things and you're really, really good. Let's just use you as a perfect example. You're really, really good at what you do, right? The tech stuff, the web development, creating clients and customers online, like, you're really, really good at what you do for other people. So whether you're a hairstylist or you like my friend who helps people with Disney vacations, whatever business you're in, chances are you're wearing two hats. Number one is the thing you're really good at. You're a video editor or you're a dog trainer or whatever it is that you're really good at. And then number two is you are the CEO of your business, AKA the rainmaker of your business. You are the person who is responsible for keeping that cash register machine ringing and keeping those sales coming in and keeping those sales flowing in so that you can grow and scale your business. And I think that half of the brain is what gets neglected the most. People get so caught up. This is what I used to do. Get so caught up in delivering the product and the service and helping the people, being a pro at what you do, that you forget that you not only are responsible to deliver a product and service that really help people, you are responsible for keeping clients and customers coming through the door. And so it's when you make that mental shift of like, I'm not just the person who's good at this thing. I'm the person who needs to be good at making it rain and keeping the sales coming in, and start devote time and attention, effort, energy, education into getting that going, then that frees you up to be able to do the thing that you love doing. Because there's nothing more stressful than trying to run a business where you're trying to get clients and customers in the door or in the chair or whatever, and you know you can help them, but you can't help them because they are not coming in the door. So making that shift and really owning your role as a CEO, as the rainmaker of your business, I think is what would really, it's what opened my eyes. And a lot of the people that I do coaching with, it opens their eyes and realize you're not just the guy or the girl who's really good at what you do. You're the CEO of a company, and there's only one job a CEO has. Make sales. Keep it ringing. Create those consistent, predictable, and reliable sales so that the pros, who's also you, can do what they do best to serve the customers.
Making the money. That's the end of the day, end of the game. The name of the game of the situation there for any business. And I've been, it's funny because I was Googling mindset books and I found some good names like the growth mindset, the outward mindset. So there was more than the millionaire mindset. Mm. Which is might be like the best one, but yeah, you know, it depends who you ask. You got a free 5-day challenge coming up soon, Jason. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how can we be a part of it?
Yeah. So actually coming up on March 29, which is just not too far from now at all. March 29 at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for 5 days, we are running a free 5-day Let's Make Some Sales challenge. It's a free challenge. It's completely live on Facebook in a special Facebook group we've created specifically for this challenge. And really it's for business owners and entrepreneurs who need to have a breakout year in business right now in 2021. Not just want to, that's good enough. If that's you, that's great. But really, this is for the business owners and entrepreneurs who are in a spot right now where they need to have a breakout year in business. So over the 5 days of the free challenge, we are going to be busting through some barriers that have been holding you and your business back for far too long to create sales. We're going to be implementing some simple proven strategies, including the automatic sales formula, which I've talked about, into your business right away, to create more consistent, predictable, and reliable sales. And ultimately, the goal is within those 5 days to get you crossing over from where you are now in your business, probably feeling stuck, feeling frustrated, feeling like you've hit a wall, crossing over to where you want to be in business, which is running a business you're passionate about, that brings you joy, that you're excited to do every day, and that ultimately brings you freedom. Freedom in your time, freedom in your finances, freedom to focus on what is most important to your lot in life. And it's the type of freedom that I believe a business is supposed to give you in the first place. I'm a huge believer that the business you run should not take away all of your time and take away all of your energy and take away all of your finances, right? There may be little seasons where you got to double down and go hard, but ultimately the whole point of a business is that it gives you time and it gives you freedom and it gives you finances, right? So if you're running a business right now that is not giving you time, giving you energy, filling up your tank, giving you finances, and giving you freedom, then that's something you need to fix right away. Otherwise, why run a business? Like, it's way too overwhelming and stressful and hard to run a business if you're not getting the benefit of a business, which is freedom. So if you are looking for freedom in your business, then come join us for the 5 days, starting March 29. It's going to be live on Facebook. All you have to do is go to letsmakesomesales.com. Letsmakesomesales.com. Get registered completely for free. Jump in the Facebook group. We go live March 29, and we are going to be setting ourselves up to have a breakout year in business right now, 2021.
Automatic sales formula, Jason Baca. Also, you said the website,
Let's Make Some Sales.
Let's Make Some Sales.com.
That's the name of the challenge, by the way. Let's Make Some Sales.
That's it. And also, what is the social media channels that people can find you at to get to know you and your business background as well?
So on Facebook, I'm Dr. Jason Baca. And then the group that we've created for this challenge, the easiest way to do it is honestly just go to the website, letsmakesomesales.com. As soon as you opt in, it just asks for your first name and your email. And I'll send you an email as soon as you're registered, and you'll get a link to the group to go to join us for the challenge starting March 29. So you can check us out on Facebook or just go to letsmakesomesales.com.
Yeah. Wow, this is very good. I think obviously everyone's trying to sell. Some people don't have a structure, just like you were saying about your friend at the Olive Garden, and he didn't have a sales structure. And some people just whim it or like wing it, I mean, and try to get things going. But this is very good. This is very good stuff to learn for small business owners, especially. But Jason, any last final words before we hit bon voyage?
Yeah, I would say, sometimes what you need is not just another strategy or tactic. You just need a little bit of hope. You need to know that this is possible. So for all of those business owners and entrepreneurs out there, if that's you and you're in a place where you're feeling stuck and overwhelmed and stressed out, trying to do all the things, I would say there's hope for you. Absolutely, you can bust through those walls. Absolutely, you can create a business that you're passionate about, that you enjoy doing, that you're excited about, and that ultimately brings real value to the people that you help when you solve their problems and help them satisfy desires. And so it's part of being successful in business is stripping away all of the stuff that you don't need to be worried about right now, and just focus on the single thing that you do need to be worried about right now. And there is a process to business building. There is. It does not matter what business you're in. The hair care business, the travel business, the tech business, what they all have in common is business. It's all the same. And just like there's a process to build a house, like you start with the blueprints, then you lay the foundation, then you frame the house and do the plumbing. Like there's a process, right? You don't need to be worried about what color are we going to paint the walls. Like, we'll get to that later. Like right now, we need to just start with step one. That's why I've created the automatic sales formula, to strip away all of the things that you don't need to be worried about right now and just taking it step by step, super, super simple. It's what we're going over in the challenge on March 29 at letsmakesomesales.com. Check it out. But if you're ready for a breakout year in business, I want to tell you it is possible, completely possible. You might have to stop doing a whole bunch of stuff that you shouldn't be doing right now that you need to do later, but it's completely possible. You just need to take it step by step and have somebody help you walk through the steps, which is what I do every day for business owners and entrepreneurs, because I have been there. Trust me, I have wasted so much time and so much energy and a lot of money chasing down things that I didn't have any business chasing down. I didn't need to be focused on that at the time. So if that's you, come join us March 29, letsmakesomesales.com, and let's have a breakout year in business.
Make sure guys to check it out. Letsmakesomesales.com. You guys probably need it. You're thinking about it twice. Real easy. I did the sign up already. It's smooth. It's less than 2 minutes. Yeah,
Santiago's
going to
be there. So
I'm going to be there.
You know, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Join the Facebook group. And it's really easy. It's online. You don't have to, you know, drive to a hotel conference room. It's all online. So nothing too difficult there. Well, Jason Baca, I really appreciate you coming on to the Sleon Productions podcast.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate all of the love, all of the vibes. And man, I'm just praying for you and God continue to bless your business and bless all those within earshot of us right now.
Let's go, Cowboys.